Inside the Huddle with Jamie Buckner and Don Stock, brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm. And now, Jamie and Don.
Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Jamie.
You just never know how we're going to start.
Never know. The bad thing is, once I get the giggles, it's sometimes hard for me to quit doing that.
Well, last night, maybe at times you had the giggles, but man, two quality ball games out at Clinton Prairie last night. You and Carl did an outstanding job calling both those basketball games.
Well, I'll tell you what, the gals played hard. Everybody played hard. Good officiating crew, good crowd last night. A lot of folks into it, and it had a lot of implications for the Hoosier Heartland Conference last night.
Yes, it did. I watched that girls' game, and we were talking beforehand. We're going to talk about it today. We're going to have both coaches on here to talk about it. But, man, you talk about getting after it, getting on the floor. I mean, that was important last night for that win for either team.
Yeah, it was one team would get up 4 to 6 points, the other team fight back, went into overtime if you didn't get to watch or hear the girls' game. And it was a battle to the end, and the Gophers prevail. I think a lot of it had to do with great scouting that occurred from the Prairie side, and a very good coach in Cale Morris, who never panics, he never implements any type of a panic, and stays focused to the cause. And then, you know, his assistant is Hillary. She's been there for a long, long time, and I think that's two solid rocks on the Gopher side.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit more here later when Cale comes on. But there was two other girls in the county last night that had an outstanding evening. They had the state wrestling championships going on, I believe, at Mooresville. Clinton Prairie's Rose Day, competing in the heavyweight division, placed 7th in the state. And Frankfort, Emma Pillion, was a state champion at 113 pounds. So we want to give a shout-out to them. We talked about girls wrestling in the state last week with the Clinton Prairie wrestling coach. And maybe our first guest coming up, we'll talk a little bit with him about that. But let's go over some scores last night, if you want to do the boys first.
I'll do the boys, just a few area scores. Anderson beats Jeff 73-63. Danville beats North Montgomery 64-34. Noblesville beats Zionsville 37-35. In the county, the Hot Dogs pick up a win 54-44 over Western Boone. They're now 3-1 in the Sagamore Conference. Rossville 65, Tri-Central 60. Clinton Central goes down to a very highly talented Taylor team, 65-32. And I want to throw this in because Carl and I have a great relationship with Bodie Bender, who's up at Mishawaka. They beat Wawa C last night, 69-43, and Bodie Bender's 11-2 with a basketball team that hasn't been a winner for quite a while.
Well, that's great to hear. We'll move over to the girls' action in the Hoosier Heartland last night. Your own Clinton Central Bulldogs had a big, big win last night. They're keeping pace in a three-way tie we're going to talk about here yet today for the Hoosier Heartland in the girls' division. They beat Taylor 69-15 with the game we were talking about at Clinton Prairie last night. Clinton Prairie upset the sixth-ranked team in the state, the Carroll Cougars, 65-45 in overtime. And Rossville beat Tri-Central 34-29. In the Sagamore Conference, Western Boone 53, Frankfort 24, Danville 61, North Montgomery 13. And Lebanon was victorious over Tri-West 50-29. I don't want to hold him on any longer. Our first guest, the great Raymond Jones, who's the athletic director out at Clinton Central. Good morning, Coach.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I still call you Coach because that's still what you are to me. I've had a lot of years with you. We have a personal relationship. I always hate to lose you at Clinton Prairie, but life moves on. Clinton Central got a good one, and we're happy to have you on here this morning. Don wanted to bring you on, and you and I talked last week. One of the best high school midseason tournaments was held at Clinton Central over the holiday break, and Don wants to talk to you a little bit about how that went down in the first year of the holiday tourney at Clinton Central. Has been a staple, maybe the longest-running holiday tourney in the state of Indiana, how you moved it from a four-team to an eight-team.
Good morning, Coach. Man, I'll tell you what, we're proud to be a part of that. You did an outstanding job, and your whole staff, in running what I think is a very top-notch holiday tournament.
Hey, I appreciate it, and I enjoyed having you guys out. And like you said, it was a group effort with our coaching staff and a lot of members in our community and our school to step in and help facilitate that. And I agree with you. I think it was a great tournament this year and a great step in a positive direction for the tournament, which is the longest running holiday tournament in the state. And this being its 63rd year this past season, so it was a good experience and had a great group of people to help run that.
Coach, I'll tell you, talk a little bit about the setup of the program, how it kind of evolved into an 8-team tournament, and then the thing that just totally amazed me for both days is how well you kept everything in line on time. You would think that during the day it would start to evolve a little bit and get longer and longer, but nope, it was right on time every ball game.
Well, hey, I appreciate that, and honestly, you know, it's kind of we set the schedule up, time wise, and if you get an overtime game here or there, you know, that could easily throw things off. But luckily, you know, our games kind of went through. We gave a little bit of extra time in between just to make sure that things could stay on time and teams got their normal warm up to make it as realistic as possible. For competition. So we were lucky there, only had one game kind of go over, and then that was right. We had a break after, so didn't really have any issues there. But, I came in, and the expansion kind of had already started prior to me showing up at Clinton Central over the summer. The format and moving to an 8-team format was kind of in place. We had 6 teams on board at that time already. But that was basically it. We didn't have any format other than, like, time-wise, what a bracket was going to look like or anything like that. So we ended up getting additions this year to the normal 4, was Tipton, Western, Fountain Central, and North Judson. So adding some really quality teams as well to the tournament really made some interesting basketball. Talked a lot with Coach Peckinpah over at Prairie, to kind of work on the format with his background and being in some of these tournaments to work on the time and how to bracket things. And, so it was a team effort to really get things in place and to get that bracket set. It really turned out into some great basketball. And honestly, one of the, the holiday tournament is what it is and one of the biggest things in Clinton County and the surrounding areas. So to spice that up and to bring some energy and some other local teams in, I think it really did a good job to get some action and excitement.
I think you kind of answered my second question here, Coach, but we're speaking with Raymond Jones, the athletic director at Clinton Central High School. I think last year when Clinton Prairie pulled out of that and went to another holiday tournament, I think it kind of upset the Gopher fans a little bit in their fan base, and I think it upset the Clinton Central base a little bit because they wanted to have that rivalry back together. But I think, it needed to be a little something extra to it, and I think you guys did a great job moving forward with this tournament.
Yeah, and I know, being at Prairie and when that came out, honestly, I think a lot of the wintertime basketball – using these 8-team tournaments has kind of become a trend. It's been a big thing. I know, like I said, we had a couple openings. I sent something out through the IHSA, and within, 3 hours had 7 teams knocking on the door trying to get in for that one spot. I know the 4-team holiday tournament is great, and it's been around for a long time, and but one of the things I was told, and there were a lot of uneasy people on how it was going to work out going into it, myself included, because change is never easy. I was told needed a little spice to bring a little bit of excitement to it, just to give a little shake up, and being able to bring Prairie back by adding the format was huge to get that local feel again. And I think they were excited to be back and not have to travel as well. So it was good all the way around to get them back home and be able to get back in that tournament.
Coach, what kind of kickback did you get from the basketball teams themselves? And will it be the same group coming in next year?
Yeah, so, I got a lot of feedback, a lot of positive feedback from the coaches. I really think that they enjoyed it. I think the level of competition that we had throughout the day is exactly what a lot of teams needed and look for in a tournament like this. Fountain Central came in at that time undefeated and really looking to play some quality competition. They lost a Carroll team by 1 point or 2 points somewhere in there, and then they got to play a really good North Judson team. down the road as well. I mean, it's, so, you know, you get some quality competition in there. The feedback on being able to do that in that kind of setting was really positive. So I hope that all the teams are interested in coming back. I never got any indication that nobody would. I think a lot of them are excited about, you know, the possibility of continuing that. So, you know, hopefully we can continue to bring those teams in and get them playing everybody and shake up that format so we can get some new interesting matchups that maybe haven't been seen before or in a long, long time.
Hey, Coach, while we got you here, let's talk a little bit about Clinton Central Athletics. From the outside looking in, I'm hearing lots of great things about Raymond Jones over at Clinton Central. If you watch Twitter, if you see Facebook, you're promoting your athletes, you're promoting your teams. You've got a great girls basketball team going right now. Can you talk a little bit about how it's been at Clinton Central and your position right now as athletic director?
Yeah, hey, it's been a fun, exciting ride, a lot of learning, you know, a lot of fast pace trying to get things going. But I we got a great coaching staff top to bottom for all of our seasons, and they've done a great job of helping me, helping our programs and our kids, and that's been great. And as we move into the wintertime here, we got, you know, our girls and boys basketball get talked about a lot, but you know, wrestling today is heading to LaPel tournament. Coach Faulkner has, you know, he's actually become the leading winningest coach at Clinton Central history this year, and are on pace to have the best dual season of any team at Clinton Central. So they're doing a fantastic job. Got a lot of young kids out, full weight classes. So they're doing a great job. Excited to watch them as they move into the conference next weekend at Central. Swimming, boys and girls, Ken Jones and his staff have done a great job. You know, they continually, year in and year out, have conference championships and great seasons and develop a lot of really good swimmers. And they're doing the same thing this year. And, again, excited. Next week we host the conference championship in swimming as well on Saturday. So excited to have them continue. And like you said, our boys and girls last night played Taylor. Girls team moved to 15-3 on the season. Coach Helmick is doing a great job. Today we actually have our senior day at 1 o'clock against Faith Christian, which is a sectional opponent. It's going to be a great, great game and great contest for our girls. And our boys last night, and even though it didn't come out on the win side, I mean, we're healthy finally. We've been having some injuries down the road, and they played super physical and aggressive against a really athletic and really talented Taylor team who's undefeated on the season, and really through three quarters just neck and neck with them and kind of got stretched at the end, but played really physical and really tough. So a lot of good things, a lot of great athletes who are really trying to develop and finding their own, and a lot of them are younger athletes who are going to continue to help build those programs. So we're excited. I'm excited to continue to work with all our coaches and athletes and community to continue to grow our things and have positive experiences with them.
Coach, over the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about a new program coming out, I think, next year in the IHSAA, which is girls wrestling. What's it look like for that out at Clinton Central?
Yeah, no, we're excited for that. I know right now we have one female wrestler in our she's a senior this year. We have one in our program, but we have quite a few. We have a really Coach Faulkner's done a great job of building our youth program. We got a lot of, you know, girls wrestlers in those youth programs. So giving them an opportunity, in my opinion, with their own state championship that's sanctioned through the IHSAA and their own weight classes only promotes that and keeps giving them an incentive to be a part of wrestling. And just like Frankfort had a state champion last night, there's a lot of positive wrestling on the female side, and it's exciting to watch. So I know we're going to support that, and we're going to be excited to continue to build that as well and hopefully have a lot of success in the county.
For next year's holiday tournament, I sent you a link you might be thinking about for next year. It might throw a wrench in that two-day program. If you didn't hear, Jack Benner at Brownstown Central last night went up for a dunk and broke a backboard. And I know in that holiday tournament you got some quality teams are coming in, a little bit more dunking, those kind of activities. So you never, you got to always plan for the unknown, Coach.
I saw that picture last night with the glass all over the floor, and it was the middle of the second quarter, and that was one of the first things my mind went to. Man, how would I fix that? And and watching Western have some great athletes throw down five or six times in the championship game, it loosened our rims up a little bit. got them ready to go.
Well, we've been talking with Raymond Jones, the athletic director at Clinton Central. Been doing a great job. Clinton Central's, I mean, they're lucky to have you, I think. I mean, they're just a top-quality guy, and I really appreciate the effort you're putting forward at Clinton Central and moving their athletic program forward.
Well, hey, thank you guys for having me on and getting to talk some Bulldog sports.
Okay, we'll be right back after this message from our sponsors, Cale Morris, Gopher Basketball Girls Coach.